Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
Round two of the anniversary game. Kennedy is out. My wife, Lana, is in filling in today. And yesterday we celebrated our 17th wedding anniversary, 22 years together. When Lana and I met the end of 2002, it was actually October of 2002 that we met, right around Halloween. I remember I was doing an appearance at a nightclub with the radio station, and there was this other girl that had kind of been around that I had been out on a date or two with. And Lana had come to see me. Everybody was all dressed up. And this other girl was telling other people at the radio station that we were boyfriend and girlfriend. And my producer came up to me, Jason, Living Home Jason. He's like, so that girl is telling everybody that you guys are boyfriend and girlfriend. And
boyfriend and girlfriend.
And I had to like,
they're dating.
Yeah. And I had to like go over and say, we are not dating. We went out on a couple of dates.
I left.
I know. Lana got mad because apparently she said it to Lana.
She was also my hairstylist.
Oh, small towns.
Small town drama, Dan. Look who won.
Did you get a new hairstylist?
Yes, I did.
Lana, for many years,
scared
probably
scared of
wished,
someone with scissors.
That probably, I have. Probably was rooting for her to win after a little while.
Stop it.
All right, so explain the game again real quick,
Dan. All right,
Dan.
So because you just celebrated your 17th anniversary, I have compiled a couple questions here. I'm going to call it the anniversary game. We're going to see if you get to your 18th.
All right.
I'm going to kick Carson out of the studio here. And I'm going to ask Lana these five questions, sometimes awkward, sometimes indelicate, sometimes funny.
We crushed it last round.
Yeah. You got 5 out of 5. Let's see how you do this time.
Five.
All right, Carson is leaving into that soundproof booth. Are you ready?
Yes.
Question number one. Since I asked Carson last time what your weirdest habit was, I'm going to ask you, what is Carson's weirdest habit?
As I recall, he said I didn't have a weird habit, except for what, talking to bitch.
He said you were annoying, not
but
weird.
I have a weird habit.
Okay.
He goes to the bathroom right before we're about to sit down to eat, every single time. It annoys Barrett and I. Like, I've been cooking, we're ready to sit down and eat, and Carson's like, I gotta go to the bathroom. It's just weird.
Does he just go wash his hands, or it's like
a tick? I don't know.
You don't ask?
I don't want to know.
All right. Question number two. Uh-huh. You guys have been together a long time. What's mm-hmm. the maddest you have ever been at Carson?
Well, I don't get really, really mad at Carson over... Yeah, I do, actually, but...
I was going to let you rock on that.
Probably when he didn't have a turkey defrosted. I thought of two things, and they both were surrounding Thanksgiving. And one was when we went to go cook the turkey, and it was not defrosted. And the other time was when he didn't buy a turkey.
No. So Carson almost ruined Thanksgiving on multiple occasions.
Multiple occasions.
Fair enough. And question number three, since you did just celebrate your 17th anniversary, what is the worst gift Carson has ever given you for a special occasion?
He gave me a spice rack one time.
For what? Like, was it Christmas, your birthday? What was it?
Like, probably my birthday or an anniversary. I don't know.
A spice rack.
But I remember he gave me a spice rack, and he also gave me some sort of appliance for a gift one time, too. It was like a vacuum or something weird like that.
Romantic at heart.
Yeah.
Question number four. What's the moment that you realized you guys were the perfect match and made for each other?
Say again with the sentimental stuff. I'm like,
I don't know.
I don't know. So I do remember telling my mom, I said, I think this is serious. Like, I think he's the one. It was early on, within the first 3 or 4 months. I do remember that. So that's about the best answer I could give you.
And finally, you just celebrated your 17th anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
What did you do on your first?
He took me to an Eagles concert.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. It was paper for your first, and so I got tickets.
Oh.
I love the Eagles.
Okay. Getting back in the studio. What was the traditional gift for 17?
Didn't even look it up.
Champagne and pizza?
Probably, yeah. For us two, it is.
Champagne and pizza and salad is what we had last night.
Yeah.
For our anniversary dinner.
Welcome back, Carson.
Thank you.
Let's see how you and Lana match up in the anniversary game.
Okay.
So since I asked you what Lana's weirdest habit was, I switched it and asked her, what is your weirdest habit?
So I don't know about weird habits. I know I have a habit that probably annoys the hell out of her, and that's just leaving my clothes everywhere.
Does that annoy you?
Yeah, that does annoy me.
She said that you go to the bathroom right before you eat every single time. and that drives her banana pants.
Jeez.
I always pee and wash my hands before dinner. What is wrong with that?
Well, I don't know what you're going in there to do. So I'm telling you,
I go in to pee, and then I wash my hands before we eat.
Why does it get your goat?
Because it takes a long time to prep a meal, and like when I'm ready to sit down, I'm ready to sit down.
But I'm gone for like 35 seconds.
Oh, so it's the timing of it.
Yes, yeah.
Gotcha.
It's like, do that before we're about to eat.
0-1 on this round.
Oh, no, not good.
Question number two, I asked your wife, what is the maddest she has ever been at you?
One that stands out to me is when we were dating.
Oh, he's not going to get this.
Oh. We were dating. We were out at a nightclub. We got into a really big fight. Like, I thought the fight was ending our relationship. And Lana left me in the club. I'd had a little too much to drink. And so I just started dancing with whoever was around. And Lana came back, and I was dancing with some girl.
Oh, I do remember that now.
That's a conversation.
Kennedy was there for that.
Yeah, Kennedy was there, yeah.
That's a conversation.
I had to be peeled out. It was not good.
Wow, now I'm mad at you again for that.
She said you almost ruined Thanksgiving when you didn't have a turkey defrosted on the day. Or forgot to buy one. You almost ruined Thanksgiving multiple times.
Yeah,
but I was really mad at you about that.
She's
now,
like, your
answer is bringing
better.
It back now, because I remember the aftermath of
Thanks
that.
Thanks for bringing that up, Dan.
Hey, it's the anniversary game.
I didn't even spend the night at our house that night.
Question number three, you're 0-2. I asked your wife, what's the worst gift Carson has ever given you for a special occasion, such as an anniversary?
Oh, there's so many.
Yeah.
There was once where I gave her an iPod along with a cake that looked like a Tiffany's box. And then there was another time, I think, where I gave her a microwave or a vacuum or something.
Mm-hmm. She said that second. She also said spice rack.
Oh, spice rack.
Okay. We'll give you a vacuum. She said it.
All right. Thank you, vacuum. Dan. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Question four. I asked your wife.
Yes.
What's the moment that you realized you guys were the perfect match?
So I'm trying to guess what she's going to say?
Yeah. Or you can just say whatever comes to your mind and see if it's right.
Can you ask that question again?
What's the moment you realized you were the perfect match? Or that moment where she was like, I really love this guy.
It was love at first sight.
I was going to say, hasn't it happened yet?
She just knew right away.
That is not what she
told
said.
Her mom almost immediately that she was going to marry, that this was, I was the guy.
What did I say? I did say that. I said, I told my mom.
Early on. But it was the first 3 months of us dating.
And I said that.
Okay,
too.
There you go.
Ding. We'll get that.
Ding. You're leading the witness.
I'm the judge of this.
You're leading the witness.
No, she didn't. I do. That's why I was kind of saying love at first sight, because she really did. She told her mom in the first 90 days. And I thought it was a little crazy, to be honest with you.
I want you to stay married, so I'll give you that one too. And the last question.
Oh, there's another one?
We'll be quick.
Okay.
You just celebrated your 17th anniversary. What did you do on your first anniversary?
Oh, that's easy. First anniversary's paper, and so I took her to a concert. I took her to see the Eagles concert.
There you go.
Bing. Did we get that one?
Yeah. Let's end on a high note, shall we?
Okay, 2 out of 5. Not bad.
Two?
Yeah, we got 2 of the 5, right?
We got spice rack. We got perfect match.
Oh, 3 out of 5.
We got the Eagles.
So we got 8 out of the 10 questions.
Well, he didn't say spice rack, but we did get vacuum.
Vacuum. I said vacuum, too.
Not bad.
There you go. It's good. Hey.
My rules.
Special guest rules.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.